What's up, my beautiful gemsters? Here we are to on another segment on Gems Podcast. For those of you that are new to the community, welcome in. I am Miss Genesis Amaris Kemp, the founder and host. For those seasoned listeners, thank you so much for listening to another segment. With me today is Lucy, y'all. And Lucy Todd is a powerful woman. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about why she's powerful and not just what she does, but who she is. So she is a career discovery coach for millennial women who hate their corporate job or their careers, but they're exhausted, burnt out, or they feel like they're too stuck to find a more fulfilling path. Does that sound like you? Keep listening. If so, she can definitely relate because she struggled with those feelings for years, y'all. And with your corporate background, you can do it too. So from 2011 to 2021, she worked at a digital agency, quickly rising from intern to executive leadership. So she definitely paid her dues, y'all. She didn't just climb the corporate ladder overnight. She put in that sweat equity. But one of the things that she did was self-exploration. And it was during that she discovered her coaching was a perfect way for her to work with people in a true partnership, not from a position of power. So today, she loves supporting others to gain the clarity and confidence to help them plan a career move that is truly right for them and not someday, but ASAP. And that's just a little bit about Lucy Todd. She's definitely going to share more because a bio is just a bio and you can't put everything in it, right? So without further ado, let's welcome Lucy Todd.
Hey, Genesis. Hey, listeners.
Hey, Lucy, thank you so much for just being here to share and hold space with the Gemster community. I definitely want to get you connected with the audience in a fun and personal manner. We could do that by either a rapid fire 10 question game or an icebreaker. What are you in the mood for?
Let's do an icebreaker.
Okay, so Lucy, I want you to share something about yourself that you have done that was crazy to those on the outside looking in, but to you, it actually taught you more about yourself and it built some character.
Okay. Something crazy that I did. Well, it sounds a little cliche because it's going to tie into what I do here, but that's the first thing that came to mind. What sounds probably sounds a little crazy is that in 2021, I quit my job and I didn't have anything else lined up. I feel like that's kind of the cardinal sin, right, of careers is you always have something lined up before you quit. But I did that really intentionally. Because I just felt so deep in the stress and the burnout and the exhaustion that I couldn't look forward. I was just completely stuck in like the present. And so I intentionally took some time off in 2021. I dipped into my savings. I mean, we even racked up a little bit of debt for me to be able to take a break. But and to a lot of people, that sounds crazy, especially probably a financial planner. I still absolutely believe it was the right choice for me. It gave me the time and space to decompress from the corporate grind, and really get in touch with what I wanted to do next. So.
And thanks for sharing that. Yeah, to others, that may be crazy because you're like, oh my gosh, how could she do that without having a plan or knowing where her daily bread or what's going to happen next? But sometimes in life, you have to do things afraid because on the other side of fear is fearless. And on the other side of that is opportunities and your destiny assignment waiting for you. And sometimes it doesn't always look like that perfect plan because plans do deviate and change. But what do we learn from the experience and how do we feel mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually? Because if you keep staying in the same mundane rut and doing the same thing over and over, which is the definition of insanity, achieving the same old things, then you could easily put yourself in a predicament where you end up in the hospital or whatever because you're so stressed and you're so burnt out. Whereas taking a step back to recalibrate, refuel, and refocus who you are internally as well as externally, and then you launch something great like Lucy, what she's doing as a career discovery coach for others, Would she have gotten there if she didn't really take that time to evaluate and go on this self-discovery by just saying, you know what, I'm burnt out, I've reached my limit, it's time to throw in the towel? Yes, you know what, people do crazy stuff all the time, but look at Steve Jobs, he did some crazy stuff. Look at Elon Musk, he did some crazy stuff. All these people who are out here making an impact and doing other things, whether they have a platform or not, they have done some crazy things in their life, and that can be you too. So, like Lucy mentioned, and it was part of her bio, if you're burnt out, you're stressed, your weight is up and down, maybe your hair is falling out, you're going through like emotional swings or whatnot, this segment is going to be for you, because we're going to bring you a conversation where it's going to be relatable, because no matter what season or chapter you're in life, we have all been to the point where we have experienced stress, anxiety, some depression, and some to the point where, like, I don't know what to do next. I just feel like, you know, just taking a vacation, just not coming back for a while. But so, Lucy, let's dive in there, because it had to get to that point whenever you're like, okay, enough is enough. So 2021 was that year. But leading up to that, what were some of the things that were happening in your space where you were starting to see the signs and the writing on the wall, like, okay, should I go? Should I not? Because some people do that teeter-totter.
Absolutely. Well, as you mentioned in my bio, I had risen up through the ranks over the years. So I had always seen like the return on my investment for my work, right? I actually was being recognized and acknowledged for the work that I put in, which I know not a lot of people can say. That can be a big pervasive issue in a toxic environment. And because I was rising through the ranks and getting recognized, you know, from the outside, everything felt like a successful career, the traditional definition of that. You know, we had enough money to get by, we had money to put in savings, and we were able to take vacations when we wanted and all of that. So everything on the outward seemed like it was set, was perfect. But it was where I worked was like a digital marketing agency. Sort of like an ad agency. And so I think everybody kind of has familiarity with the fact that that's traditionally super high-paced, fast-paced. The clients have extremely fast expectations. Whenever you ask them when they need a project, it's always yesterday, haha, you know, and they're joking, but they're not really. And so it was definitely one of those where the job description was like strong sense of urgency. And I just felt that urgency becoming like constant anxiety, where I would be racing thoughts, going to sleep, trouble staying asleep, anxious as soon as I woke up, reaching for my phone, you know, responding to Slack messages during dinner. I was just like always on. And I got used to it. So it was actually hard for me to realize that that was even a negative or that there were even workplaces that didn't have that. I kind of thought it was the norm. So
Wow.
it did take a few years for me to really realize that like maybe there was an alternative to that.
And I'm glad that you shared that, because some people don't realize that you can have a work and home life balance, and you don't have to be on 24/7, and you have to establish those boundaries. Whether you're still in the employer bucket, you're in the employer bucket, you're the employee for now, but that's not always going to be your path. And you chose to leave that employee bucket, and now you're over here in the business bucket where you're running your own stuff. So you had that mindset shift where you're going from exhausted to burnout to, you know, freedom, liberated. You're making your own beat to your own drum in a sense. So let's talk about the mindset shift there, because I think sometimes our mind could keep us to the point where we remain stagnant because we're afraid to launch out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Fear of change is a huge barrier. And I would always say that I'm risk averse. I never considered myself to be a risk taker, which is why it's, you know, just kind of strange that I jumped ship in my career and didn't have anything else lined up. To me, by the time I reached that tipping point, the bigger risk felt like staying there, continuing to level up. And getting so stuck in it that like that I would just consider that to be my career and just stay there forever. Yeah, I remember in one of my early jobs, even before going back to college, where we celebrated somebody being at that company for like 35 years. This was a different company. And I was just like, I can't imagine being at any company for 35 years. And then fast forward to once I've been at my place that long, I was like, I don't want that to be me. I don't want to be celebrating 35 years of anxiety.
That's funny because some people like they do stay at their job 35, 40, whatnot. And then you ask them the certain questions, what have you done that's fulfilling, or where have you traveled? And some of the answers you get, you're like, wow, you worked for this place for X number of years, but you haven't really fulfilled anything that taps into your personal desires, wants, and needs. So I want to dive in there because sometimes people don't really understand what their wants are versus what their needs are, because your needs are to maybe totally different than your wants. Sometimes your wants could be superficial based on society and based on, pressure, like social pressure, family pressure, etc., that you begin to dilute who you are and devalue yourself in order to appease others that never meant to truly validate you. Would you agree with that sentiment, Lucy?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of outward pressure. Like I was saying, in my job, outwardly it was super successful. So nobody was like, "Yeah, you should quit your job." Everybody was just like, "Hey, you've made it. Like, that's amazing." And so it can be really hard to separate your own wants from what everybody around you is telling you should want. And I think that's where a lot of that self-discovery and introspection comes in. It's hard to figure that out when you're just thinking about it for 15 minutes on your commute or on 20 minutes of your lunch break. It's not enough time to be able to dive deep enough and get into that. So that's why I found like the step that I took to actually start to uncover that coaching was my path was that I spent 6 hours in a room by myself, taking myself through all these different introspective exercises, to really get at like, what does my life look like now? What is a current work day for me now? What would I like a work day to look like? How do I want my work to fit into my life? And those kind of questions, and really diving deep and giving myself like a physical and a mental border to be like, we're gonna figure this out here. It's not gonna be multitasking. It's gonna be zoning in.
I like that. So by you spending 6 hours asking yourself those questions and going through the introspection, was that where you develop your workbook that you now use with other people that you coach?
Yeah, the workbook is actually inspired by that. So I have a product called the Career Clarity Workbook. And it is designed to help people kind of identify what specifically is going on that is making them feel so stressed and so stuck in their job. And again, some of that forward thinking, what would a more fulfilling job look like to them? So it helps assess your current job, your current career path, because those can be two different things, right? Like your current job could be a problem, but you actually like your career, or maybe it's that your current job and your whole path are off. So that's part of it is figuring out your priorities and how work fits into your life. And then most importantly, at the end, helping you decide based on those priorities and all of that introspection, if you're actually ready to prioritize a career change right now.
I
Because it
like
can
that part.
Yeah, because it can feel there can be that sense of urgency where you're like, F this, I want to rage quit tomorrow, you know? And it's like, okay, well, are you ready to undergo all the things that come with a career change? Or do we need to plan out a 3 month, a 6 month, a 1 year plan to get there?
I like that because then you're helping them go through the steps that they need to take to plan their exit strategy. So whenever they do make that transition and transformation, they feel totally secure. So in this workbook, like whenever you give it to your clients, do you tell them to do it on their own, or do they do the homework and then once they're done putting in the work, the sweat equity, then you come alongside of them, or how does that partnership work?
Yeah, so I put the workbook in place because I wanted to have like an accessible and affordable digital do-it-yourself option for people. So yeah, the workbook is designed to be done on your own on a weekend. It might take you an hour, hour and a half, to kind of go through that and dive in. And it should give you the clarity to understand, like I said, like if your career is the wrong fit for you and if it's time for a change. And from there, for some people, that could be enough. You know, like obviously, I told my story. For me, I did my own introspection. I came to my own conclusion and I figured out my own path. But it would have been great to have support too. So the workbook can either function on its own or it can also be the stepping stone to be like, I need more, I need more support. I need more help. I need more accountability. And maybe working with Lucy could be helpful for that too. So it's kind of an either way.
Thanks for sharing that, Lucy. And one of the things I wanted to ask is because I know your ideal avatar right now is millennials. I'm a millennial myself, but why did you choose to focus on millennials who, if you notice like the trend, there's a lot of millennials right now who are in the E bucket. They're in that entrepreneurship and that business bucket. They're not quote unquote in the employee bucket because they're like, oh, I've been told you go to college, you get a good job, you make good grades, or, but what does that get me? Like a gold watch, a little plaque, or whatnot. So I'm trading my time for money, whereas I could go out here hump and grind and still see the level of success. And I feel like if you look at some of the baby boomers, who some of them are still in the workforce or the generations in between millennials and baby boomers, all of that, some of those people are staying at jobs for longer. They want that tenure. They feel like, oh, you know, I want to pay my dues. I want to be loyal. But let's be real, companies are not as loyal as they used to be back in the day. And you are just a number to that corporation. So it's like you're going to get in and bid. And I say that only because I had a career in oil and gas, which was 12 years. I worked for a big Fortune 500 company for 7.5. COVID happened. It reset the playing field. I ended up wanting to stay at home. Then, you know, things weren't going right. So then what did I do? I took a severance package so I could spend time with my dad, who ends up passing away from medical negligence. But I had to take a beat because it's like, I'm not going to sacrifice my family at the cost of, you know, making these big bucks for a corporation who to me, they're telling me you don't value me. Because when I tell you, okay, I can't come to the office, I've been working remotely. Why do we need to go back to the office if we've been working remotely when I need to obviously help take care and support my family? I'm married, I have elderly parents and all of this stuff. I'm like, this is not gonna work. To now transitioning to healthcare because I wanted to truly provide an impact after going through what I went through with my dad. Yes, like, you know, there is a pay disparity. The gap is not the same as oil and gas, but I still do things on the side to supplement that because it's like, and at the end, I'm asking myself, what was I created to do? How can I make an imprint that's going to drive an impact for future generations? And then I start with the end in mind now that I know what I know and reverse engineer it in order to take the steps to get there. So just because I'm in still the E/E bucket, so employee/entrepreneur bucket, does not mean I'm not going to fully transition over here. It's just me making a plan that works for myself, my family, my children, etc. So I wanted to just ask you that question. I know it's a loaded question there, is because I feel like millennials are out here, we're thriving, we're doing our thing, but there are some people who, you know, they're really good at some things, Lucy, and you see them. I'm sure you saw them at your digital, you're like, why are you still working here? They don't value you. What are you doing? I mean, does any of that resonate with you? And feel free to like shift it or whatnot, because we're just gonna be open and honest here.
Yeah, no worries. So, was the root of your question kind of like that it feels like millennials are already on the entrepreneurial train or?
In a sense, it does. And I know that's your ideal avatar, and we want to help the millennials. But what about the baby boomers and the people who are still out there? They're older and seasoned, but they still have like purpose and passion where they could take their gifts and they can monetize it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess I want to frame that just by saying that in the sense of marketing and like niching down, like all the advice is if you're not niched down, then you're speaking, if you're speaking to everyone, you're speaking to no
No
one
one, yes.
is the phrase. So while a lot of my messaging says like I help corporate millennial women, right? And that feels very specific. It isn't meant to exclude anyone out of it. It's more meant to like call in the people who fit that bucket. But I absolutely get where you're coming from, because I wouldn't want somebody to listen to this podcast and be like, oh, well, I'm not in that age bracket, so I guess I can't work with Lucy. It's really more about niching down versus excluding anybody.
Okay, perfect. And then why, let's talk about men and women here, because sometimes I feel like women, and then feel free to say Genesis, I don't agree or whatnot. Sometimes I feel like women, like our careers are taking off faster than men, but whenever you look at the pay gap, it's a lot different than our male counterparts. And I feel like that causes women to check out of the workforce and go into their own business because of that pay gap and disparity. And we're humping and grinding, we're doing the same thing, but yet where is the equity?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's, I mean, the financial factor is absolutely something, one of the top things probably that people need to consider when they're looking at a career change. Yeah, it's obviously a huge factor for folks. So there's obviously a lot of like hard skill stuff that you can navigate if you've said like, okay, I've honed in, I know what this that I want to be in this industry, but I'm worried that I'm not going to be able to make X amount of money. There's definitely like specific interview things and ways that you can frame your skills and your expertise to be able to, start to nudge that gap. I'm not going to say that we ever close the pay gap. But on the flip side, as an entrepreneur, sure, you kind of get to set your own salary, but there's also that long period of time from the time that you start to the time that you're actually making a profit too. So it's really about like assessing your current state, what's most important to you, what you can afford, I guess the priority of financial freedom for you versus like personal fulfillment. Because I won't lie, I'm new in business. I'm not making the amount of money that I used to make in corporate, but my fulfillment and my lack of anxiety for me is 100% making up for that. So it's a very
Yes.
personal decision.
But thank you for sharing that, because I really wanted to put that in context there and like let people know sometimes it's not always about the dollars, but it's like you do need money to survive and thrive and cater to your lifestyle. So what does your lifestyle look like now? What do you want your lifestyle to look like further down? What is sustainable for you and your family? Because let's be real, sometimes when you jump in to doing things on your own, you are the boss, the CEO, the janitor, you're everything. You're that one-stop shop. Whereas when you were over here, you had people to help and support you at the cost of your burnout, your exhaustion, your stress, your anxiety, and et cetera. So there are different levels and different seasons that we endure, but that doesn't mean that there aren't going to be tools and modalities to put into place to make it sustainable and conducive to where we are going. So just be mindful of that. Things that you get easy and quickly in life, you tend to lose them easily and quickly. But things that you work hard for, you appreciate it more because you know what it took to get to where you are. And don't let the art of comparison, and you see, oh, well, Lucy's over here. And I'm going to use this as an example. She has the latest Louis. She's driving a Bugatti. She has a Lambo. She's out here traveling. She's going worldwide. She's doing the darn thing. I just started out, can't even find a client. Well, who are you talking to? Where are you hanging out? How are you presenting yourself? How are you packaging yourself? Do you know your value? Are you devaluing yourself by charging a low amount for your services? There's so many different factors that go into that, and don't allow your mindset to cause you to skip a beat or miss that U-turn because you're so busy looking at what Lucy's doing that you lose sight and focus on what Genesis should be doing. Hello, are you picking up what I'm putting down, jumpsters? Because I mean, we all have done that. We have all said, oh my gosh, I just love that lifestyle or whatnot. But you don't know what it took to get to that lifestyle. You don't know what they're doing behind closed doors. And not everyone is going to be upfront personable and honest and put it out there for you. So I just want to say, let's just be cognizant and mindful of that and know that we are running our race and each one of us is amazing and we're going to just do the damn thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, so well said. The comparison trap is so tough and social media makes it tougher. And it's so easy to just look on it and be like, oh, this person, yeah, they have that lifestyle and oh, it must have happened to them overnight too. That's the other thing is like, okay, maybe somebody's young and they have a whole bunch of money, but maybe they started working towards that when they were 14. And so they've actually already put 10 years in. Like it's, there's so much behind the curtain that you don't see.
And when you're helping your clients, Lucy, like, do you go over different aspects? Okay, like a financial bucket, a mindset bucket, a goals bucket. Like, do you break it down into different categories just to help them unpack all areas that come with making that career transition?
Yeah, that's a big part of examining the priorities. So I'll never dictate to a client what their priorities should be. I'll never say like that one thing should be more important than the other. That is up to the client. And when we're working together, we figure that out. But absolutely, when you're looking to prepare for a career transformation, you need to make sure that you're looking at every aspect so that you're not completely stunned by something that comes along. Yeah.
And how have you taken like the skills that you have acquired from internship to executive leadership to factor it in to your own business? Like some of the soft skills and hard skills, because those skills never go away. You just repurpose them.
Yes. Yeah. And that's a great point. Transferable skills can be a big sticking point for people because you're just like, okay, I'm a project manager. I can use that for project management. And you just like can't see how else you could use it. But you know, that's been interesting for me because I think a lot of times we're told that we should start with our transferable skills in order to figure out what maybe our next move should be. And for me, it was the opposite. I first needed to figure out what was fulfilling to me before I could understand how my skills transferred into that more fulfilling role. So like now I'm seeing that all my years in leadership are really helping me to have an empathetic and supportive ear in coaching and not be afraid to ask hard questions, which is another big factor in coaching. Also, I'm a one-woman show, so my project management background means that I understand how to manage my calendar and like set tasks and deadlines for myself. It's really just, it's been kind of incredible to see how everything transferred when back in the day in my corporate career, I thought all these skills are just for corporate. I'm never going to be able to use them anywhere else.
Womp, womp, womp. And that's a lie, y'all, that our mind tells us, our society, you can always use the skills you acquire. The last question I'm going to ask you is, before I throw you an audible here, is how can we help the Gemsters overcome the block of the word no? Because sometimes when you go into business, people are going to tell you no, and then you may feel defeated or deflated because you hear that no.
That's a great question. And I know it sounds a little trite to say, but like it takes all of the no's to get the yes. And like nobody succeeds on the first try, and nobody is immediately going into business and getting yeses and getting all the funding that they need or all the clients. You know, they never lose a client. That's not realistic. So you are going to face no. And that's actually a huge part of my coaching and working together is helping to build the confidence mindset behind the fact that when you are working towards something that fulfills you, that drive makes you more resilient and it makes you better able to withstand the no's because you know that the yes is coming. And I know it doesn't feel that way when you're burnt out and exhausted, doesn't feel like you'll ever have that level of confidence or clarity, but I'm proof of that. So it can happen.
Yeah. Yes, I love it. I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Yeah.
So Lucy, I'm going to throw you an audible here before we jump into the CTA. Is there something that I have not asked you that you want to share with the Gemster community?
Yeah, great question. I think I would just say that There's a lot of emphasis on the resume building and the interview skills and like all of the networking, the hard stuff that you need to do to land a job. And I think we can get really kind of caught up in that part. And the work that I do and what I believe is foundational that needs to come first is before all of that, it's figuring out what you want in isolation, in yourself first. Because all the resume skills and all the interview skills in the world aren't going to help you if you're landing a job that you hate.
Boom, mic drop, y'all. I hope you caught that nugget. So now let's jump into the CTA, and this is the call to action. Because what good is listening to the segment if we don't give homework and tell them how to connect with you, right? So what is your homework for the audience?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's easy to follow me on Instagram at Lucy Todd Coaching, on Facebook too, and LinkedIn. But really, this is more about action than just following me. So I'm just gonna say, if you wanted to break free from the stress that you're experiencing now, and you want to find a more fulfilling career path, but you're feeling like you need some support, you can't figure out what those questions are. I've got you to help you kickstart the journey. So I wanted to offer a big discount to my Career Clarity Workbook for our GEMS listeners. Again, the workbook will help you kind of assess your job and your career, evaluate your priorities, and decide if you're ready for a career change right now. And if you are, it'll help you set goals to begin to plan that path. So if you use discount code GEMS, GEMS, instead of the normal $37, you'll get that workbook for $7, $7. So that is 80% off. Genesis will put a link in the show notes to be able to purchase that. And just remember, discount code GEMS will get you that workbook for $7.
Love it. And you are on LinkedIn, you're on Instagram, but where do you primarily hang out? Where do you want them to be like, okay, that's the one spot I'm gonna hook up with Lucy?
Yeah, Instagram is the best one. And that's just because I feel like you can't be totally honest about your career on LinkedIn if you're still employed, you know? So I figured Instagram lets people be covert and really follow me. So at Lucy Todd Coaching.
And y'all, I'm definitely going to put all the links in the show notes. So it'll be in Lucy's contact information. And I definitely want to challenge you to really take some time to spend with yourself alone. Turn off your cell phone, put it on silent, tell your cat, your dog, your fish, whatever, to leave you alone, your spouse, your boo, your bae, that you just need some uninterrupted time because you have to check in with yourself in order to do work. You need to get that clarity. You need to get that understanding, that wisdom to help you map out what's next for you and what does that look like. And you can't get that with all the chatter and noise in your ear from social media, from family members, and from friends. And remember, you are your biggest asset. So don't ever let somebody make you an option when you know what your priorities are. You really have to take ownership of that because you only have one life to live. And you don't want your dreams to end up in the graveyard because you were too damn afraid to do it while you were alive. So I want you to think about that. Excuse the profanity, but sometimes you have to like just pack it with a punch. I'm Genesis Amaris Kemp, the founder and host. My big ask is for brand sponsors, which is paid sponsorship to fuel the mission and movement behind the group, which is to bring content that's motivational, inspirational, and educational, while also weaving in my personal favorites, DEI and B, which is diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. Because it really does take all of us coming together to really help with that collaboration, that cohesion, and synergies to make this world a better place. We should all be striving to leave this world better than we found it. And Lucy is doing a kick-ass job by stepping into ownership and really speaking to millennial women as well as anyone else who needs what she has to offer. So let's go ahead and make the transition in order to have transformation in our lives to be fulfilled in a whole another way. So signing out with peace, love, and blessings. Go follow Lucy, ask her some questions, show her some love and support. That's Lucy Todd Coaching on Instagram.
Thank you.